Hello and welcome to this week's podcasting, showcasing the work that Western Park Primary School and Western Shore Infant School have been working on. We have been focused on our times tables, and I am very happy to have been joined by three expert professors of times tables. My name is Mr. Wiltshire, and I'm the head teacher here at Western Park and at Western Shore. And with me today, I have first of all got Alfie. Alfie, tell us your name and what your expertness is in.
Hello, my name is Alfie, and I'm like Sonic the Hedgehog at times tables.
That is a confident yet true statement. Sonic the Hedgehog, as in quick, fast, what else?
Quick, fast,
rapid.
Lightning speed.
Lightning speed. Bold words.
Or light speed, because my middle name's light.
That's true. And that makes you light speed. Excellent. We've also got Hannah. Hannah, tell us about your times table knowledge.
My name is Hannah and I'm the timetabler of the century.
The times tabler of the century has joined us, as well as times table Sonic. We've also got Callum.
Hello.
Callum, talk to us.
Hello, my name is Callum and I am a times table magician.
We've also been joined by a times table magician. Three very confident children. First of all, before we actually test their knowledge of times tables, we should just say that Western Park and Western Shore, we offer a curriculum that progresses right from year R all the way through the school. And actually on a Friday now, the children have a quiz, we could call it. You could call it a test. And these children have just come out of their tests. They don't know how they did. Hannah, how do you feel your test went today?
I think it went good.
You think it went good? You think it went well? That's brilliant. Callum, tell us about how confident are you? Was it that wizardry confidence?
Oh, I mean, the wizard inside of me just told me to keep going, and I got all of them right.
How do you know you got all
because
of them right?
Because I self-marked them.
Oh, right. Okay. Because you self-mark them, so if you think they're right, they're right. Is that what we're saying?
Of course.
Of course. Alfie. He's a wizard. Well, of course. Who's going to tell him otherwise? Sonic of Times Tables, how did you do? Do we know?
I did quite good, to be honest. I whizzed through them, but I might have got a bit wrong, but I still got most of them correct.
I don't think you've probably got any wrong at all. Can I just ask you, first of all, and think about this one before you say it. So we're going to start with Hannah. How do you learn your times tables? So you may not have had to work that hard this week because you might have already known them in your head. Because times table knowledge is about rapid recall. It's in your brain. It's probably for me, it's in my long-term memory. I learned them years and years ago, but I pull that knowledge into my short-term memory, and when someone says six sevens, I can reach back in my brain, not with my hand like I'm doing now, and it pulls through, and I know that the answer is 42. Yeah? Because I've learned them. But how did you learn them? Hannah, what do you have to do? Have you got any tips for people listening who may not all know their times tables? Because some of the children might be listening, they might be a bit younger than you. How do you learn your times tables? Yeah, and so if you get one wrong, is that the one that you focus on? Yeah? So so for me, the times table that I find the hardest of the 12 times tables, the one I didn't learn as well when I was younger. So on the grids, they would be the ones I'd have to give a bit more thought to, whereas the sixes or the fours, I think I would know a little bit better. So times tables rock stars. I didn't use times tables rock stars. Sorry about the phone call. We will be... Alfie, tell us how you learned.
Oh, I learned, so, as I learned, like, I was in year two, and I learned about doing these quick methods, and when I was, quick methods were, like, when I was really into times tables, so I kept on doing two times tables, and then as I did four times tables, I used two times tables, but I just used them two times in a row.
Right.
And then as I got nine times tables really quickly, because I knew that, like, you could do 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're on the 10 squad, you could do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then, like...
So there are some patterns, aren't there, in the numbers?
Yeah.
So you use some of the individual tricks for each one, and you also recognise, you said, that the four times table is double that of the two times table, because four lots of something is double two.
And then that's how I learned to do 8 up to 20 times.
Perfect. Okie doke. Callum, how did you learn your times tables?
I learned my times tables by focusing on one specific times tables, and when I mastered that, I would move my way up.
Mastered is a really good word, actually. I did the same as you. I had to sit opposite somebody. I didn't have a computer, not sound too old here, but I didn't have a computer to be able to sit and do what Hannah did. I did do the patterns in number, but I would sit there opposite my mum, actually, and she, in an evening, we just did what I call it a little often. We practiced every day until I mastered, to use your word. And so, for example, so you can test me now if you want. So let's do the 9. So you say 1 9 and I'll say 9, because this is how I did it. Go.
9.
No, you say 1 9.
Oh, 1 9.
9.
2 9s.
18.
3 9s.
27.
4 9s.
36.
5 9s.
45.
6 9s.
54.
7 9s.
63.
8 9s.
72.
9 9s.
81.
10 9s.
90.
11 9s.
99.
12 nines.
12, I have to think about. I do know the answer is 108, but I have to think about it more because I said I wasn't as good at my 12 times table. But I have to do it like that. And it doesn't take very long, but it means every day just doing a little bit, but doing it often. Right, so we all have different ways that we learned. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to ask each child if they will now do a demonstration of their sonicness, wizardness, champion, what was it?
Times tableist
of the centuryist, and show us what they can do. So Callum, can we go with 4s? Can you do your 4 times table? Yeah. Are you confident?
Yeah.
How confident?
Confident then confident.
The most confident you can be. Go for it.
4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28, 32, 36, 40, 44, 48, 52, 56, 60, 64, 68, 72, 76. 80, 84, 88, 92, 96, 100.
Wow, so beyond 4 times 12, you can do them all the way up to 100.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, Alfie, what about, you talked about doubling, so let's double. So Callum did the 4s, why don't you do the 8s? The answers must be twice as much. Go.
8, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, 88, 96, 104, 112, 120, 128, 136, 144, 152, 160, 168, 172, no, 174, 182, 190, 198, 206.
And you could just carry on, I think. I can't tell you if those last bits were right, because I have to say I was just so amazed that you did it like that. I can't go as far as that because I didn't learn it and you have. Hannah, what about, let's go for a times table that you may have learned a little while ago. So can we do the 11s? Because Alfie talked about number patterns and there's definitely a pattern with this one. Can you do the 11s?
11, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66, 77, 88, 99, 110,
121, 132, 143, 154, 165.
That is amazing, all 3 of you.
Right, so that's great to learn them, as in 1 4 is 4, 2 4 is 8, 3 4 is 12, 4 4 is 16, 5 4 is 20, 6 4 is 24, like that. That's how I learned them too, and I said to you that that's how I learned them. But in year 6, unfortunately, is there going to be a question, do you think, Alfie, where you're going to have to do SAT tests at the end of this year, aren't you? Do you think there will be a question that says 1 times 4 equals and you have to put a number 4?
No.
It won't be as easy as that, will it?
It'll be like 40 times 120.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be much harder, won't it? So you'll need to know your times tables, which will help you to break down and get a much harder question. That's right, isn't it? So in order to do that, it's great to learn them in order, 1 4 is 4, 2 4 is 8, 3 4 is 12, but you're also going to need to know them out of order, as in, so 6 7s, Alfie, are
42.
6 7s are 42. You're absolutely right, well done. And if I said to you, Hannah, 3 4s, 5 4s,
20,
9 4s,
36.
Very good, well done. But they were out of order, they weren't in the order in which you perhaps may have learned them. Callum, let's try 11 times 4.
44.
Let's do 12 times 3.
36.
Yeah, very good, yeah. And if let's do a 10 times table, because some of the younger children will be still learning their 10s. So 10 times 6?
60.
10 times 9?
90.
10 times 2?
20.
Okay, nice and easy. Let's do some of the harder ones now. Okay, so if you make a mistake, don't worry about it. Let's do some of the harders. So probably the year 5 and 6, for example, we'll be doing the 7s, the 8s, the 9s, those slightly harder ones, as in we'll do not 2 times 6. So, Hannah, let's go with 8 times 9.
72.
8 nines are 72. Well done. Alfie, let's do 9 times 9.
81.
9 nines are 81. Well done. 8 8s.
64.
Good, well done. 6 sixes.
36.
36. Hannah, have you been taught about square numbers?
Yeah.
Do you know, so if I said 6 times 6 equals 36, which of the 6, 6 or 36, which is the square number?
6.
Okay,
36.
Yes, the 36, well done. And that would be absolutely right. So let's do another squared number answer. So the same number times by itself gives you the square number, yeah? So 7
sevens.
7. 49. So which is the square number?
49.
Good, well done. And if I said to you, Callum, 5 times 5?
Would be 25.
And the square number is?
25.
Good, very good, well done. Let's do a slightly harder one. What if, Hannah, we said 12 times 12?
144.
That's amazing. What's the square number?
144.
Of course it is. Okie doke. That is brilliant. Really good. Let's just do some of the, so for some of the younger children, they will still be learning their 2 times table.
Yep.
Yeah. And let's just make sure, let's go around the table. 1, 2.
2.
2 twos are 4. 3 twos are?
3 twos are 6.
4 twos?
8.
5 twos?
10.
6 twos are 12. 7 twos?
14.
8 twos?
16.
Forgot where we are. What did I say?
8 twos.
Let's do 8 twos.
Wait, nine. This is, she's at
8
twos. This is
9 twos. You're 9 twos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said that. That's what
no,
I said.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. What are you on 9 twos? Do 9 twos.
19.
9 times 2. Do 9 times 2.
18.
9 times 2 is 18. 10 times 2 is 20. 11 20, times 2.
22.
Hey, we're back on track. 12 times 2.
24.
24. The only person who got it wrong was me. How important is it for not just for multiplication, but for other things that you can you think now to yourselves? And we're sorry that there's drilling noise. We're having some roof works done and it's going to make the roof amazing, but it's not helping our podcast. Can you think now about any other parts of maths where you need your times tables?
You need them in division, you need them in square numbers.
Stop. Wait, because we want to know what that means, because also I don't want you to take answers that they might have thought of. Tell us about division. So if I said to you, for example, 63 divided by 7, would you know the answer to that?
No, but you need your 7, so like 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 50, 56, 63.
Brilliant. So how many lots of 7 are there in 63?
Wrong.
Nine. Yeah, an obvious question, but not for everybody. But you're right, there is a really good relationship, isn't there, between multiplication and division. They're called the inverse of one another, so they're the same number. 7 times 9 is 63, but 63 divided by 7 is 9, or 63 divided by 9 is 7. That's what you mean, isn't it? I won't pick up on your second one because I want to see what Hannah thinks. Hannah, Alfie's really good answer is you don't just need times tables for multiplication, you also need them for division. What do you think? Any others? Yeah, that is a really good one. Now, some people will know exactly, the parents and carers will, but some of the children who are a little bit younger may not know. Are you able to, you don't have to explain equivalent fractions, but why do you need times tables in there? So you're absolutely right. You do the same to the top as you do to the bottom, don't you? So 2/5 is the equivalent of how many tenths? four tenths. What a brilliant example, with no paper or anything that you're writing down. That's brilliant. Caleb, you've got the hardest because they've taken the, probably the more obvious ones. Is there any other part of maths where you need a times table before the roof actually falls in?
Probably squared numbers.
Very good, yeah. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, because you would need squared numbers, because if you were doing something like 5 times 5 and you didn't know it, you would have to know your times tables to obviously get the answer to the question.
To the question. Okie doke. And that makes total sense as well. There are lots of other times that people will need times tables. What about area? If you're working out the area of a shape, right, so that's not in number, that's in shape, space and measure. So if I said to you that, I mean, a simple one would be a square, and I said to you that the total area of that square is, let's stay with your square numbers idea, so 36 meters squared, and I say to you that one side is 6, what's the other side? What would you, Hannah, what do you think the answer is? Yeah, because 6 times 6 is 36, so that would give you the area. So in area, you'll need it as well. There are lots of other times that you will need to be able to know your times tables. Okay, if you could, I want to finish off with something about how important this is. Do you think it was time well spent, Alfie, learning your times tables the way you did, using those number patterns? Was it time well spent? Has it helped you in Year 6?
I would predict yes, definitely.
I would predict yes too. Hannah, was it time well spent that you learned using times tables rock stars to get you better at times tables and maths?
Yes, because it helps a lot.
It does help. Does it make things a bit more efficient, a bit quicker? Because that's what maths is. It's about choosing a method to get an answer as quickly as you can. Callum, what do you think?
I think yes, because you're going to need it in the future. If you want to be a maths teacher, you're going to need to know all that stuff, otherwise you won't be able to be a maths teacher.
Superb. I think actually you're completely right, all of you. I think it is time well spent. It's not just it's maths teachers, absolutely. It's most jobs you will need to know your times tables, because you'll need the GCSE, and we talked about this, didn't we, in an assembly. When I was young, not to sound too old again, when I was young, you needed if you could get a GCSE grade C or above, it would help you to be able to get the jobs perhaps that you might want. You don't have to have a C, but it helps. And now you need a number 4 or above, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to 9, which is an A star. But if you need to get your maths GCSE, and if you can do your times tables here, what will it mean for when you go to secondary school, Alfie?
It will be extremely easier, because if you didn't learn it back in second stage of your life in school, if you could go up to high school, it'll be way harder than what you're doing right now.
Superb. Hannah, agree?
Yes.
Yeah, Callum,
yeah.
Agree?
Yeah.
Lovely. Can we just say a very, very well done to Callum, to Alfie, to Hannah. We're all going to just have to clap ourselves because no one else here. We are wizards and sonics and times tablists of the century. Well done. They are brilliant. And we did that in one take, everybody. Well done.